We're going to pray. And we're going to trust the Lord. That with the Lord, all things shall be made possible this morning. Let's pray together. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to glorify you this morning. We come to praise your name. We come to rejoice in your presence. And we know with you, all things are possible. You are going to touch every life. You are going to turn every life around for the better. Your people will never be the same again in Jesus' name. We're praying, Lord, the entrance of your word will bring power. It will bring light. It will bring miracle. It will bring signs and wonders. It will bring salvation, holiness and sanctification, power of the Holy Ghost in our lives. I pray, Lord, you open the windows of heaven, the doors of heaven once again, and pour down your blessings upon your people. We thank you because we know you have answered. In Jesus' name we pray. God bless you. We can sit down. In Job chapter 22. Job chapter 22. I'm reading from verse 28. Job 22 verse 28. Thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee. This morning, it's in your hand. Whatever you want from the Lord has given us the assurance. He said, you will decree a thing. And that thing you decree will be established unto thee. I will decree a thing. I will decree it in your life. And that thing I decree, it will come to fulfillment. It says in the latter part of that verse 28, and the light shall shine upon thy ways. Your darkness is over. Your problems are over. This morning we're talking about the power of a supernatural decree. The power of a supernatural decree. If God says, be clean, it's a decree. When that leper came to Jesus, and he said, if you will, if you want, if you desire, you can make me clean. You need to understand that Jesus Christ is Savior, yes, is Lord, yes, is the King of Kings. And when he declared, I will be thou clean, it became a decree. What do you want that I will do unto thee? Lord, that my eyes may be open. And he says, receive your sight, your faith has made you whole. Once Jesus gave the word, the declaration, the command, it became a decree. He said, Simon, I came to your house. You didn't even wash my feet. But this woman, with tears of repentance, I've been dropping those tears on my feet and wiping them away. Her sins, which were many, are forgiven. And then he pointed to the woman and said, go in peace. Thy sins be forgiven thee. Mm-hmm. Thy faith has saved thee, and thy faith hath given thee forgiveness. It became a decree. The decree that is supernatural, the decree that brings signs and wonders, that decree is coming to your life today. Let me read that to you once again. It says in Job chapter 22, verse 28, thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee. You will see there is no wide gap, there is no separation between the two parts of the sentence there. There is no wall of demarcation between the two parts of the sentence there. Number one, thou shalt decree a thing. Immediately what will follow? It shall be established unto thee. Thou shalt declare a thing. And without any delay, without any wasting of time, it shall be established unto thee. Actually, in those days, when a king decreed anything, immediately without any delay, that thing will be fulfilled. Those emperors and those kings and those lords and those controllers of the situations in their various countries, they said it was done. It was carried out immediately. And when the believer decrees, affirms, confirms a thing, the word of God says immediately it's done. And this morning is the morning of decree. I said this morning is the morning of a decree. We'll decree and declare the blessing of the Lord. It shall be established immediately. As you also make a declaration according to your decision, and you make that decree immediately with faith, it shall be established in Jesus' name. We're looking at this subject in three perspectives. Number one, a prevailing decree. That's the decree that will overcome, that will destroy, that will get rid of anything, no matter how terrible, how negative in your life. A prevailing decree. Number two, a powerful decree. You ought to know that when Jesus says anything, power goes along with it. And when he comes into your life and declares and decrees something today, this morning in your life, immediately it will be done. A powerful decree. Number three, a perpetual decree. There is something that God says, that God does, and he does it in your life, and it's not just for today, it is forever and ever and ever. A permanent blessing, a perpetual breakthrough. That God says, this is it, I give it to you, and nothing will change it. Number one, a prevailing decree. We're looking at Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 6. And I'm reading here from verse 10. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10. It says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Be strong in the Lord. How do you get strong in the Lord? Number one, you get saved by the Lord. You come out of sin. The sinner is a weak person. The sinner is weak before the devil. The sinner is weak in society. The sinner is weak in prayer. He cannot be strong because his conscience condemns him. But you repent of sin. You turn to the Lord. You are born again. You become a child of God, the son of the King of Kings. That man will be strong. Number one, he is saved. Number two, he is separated. The world does not have any place in his mind. The world weakens people. Because you see, there is something in the world that dilutes the conch solution that you have in your life. And if you have any interaction with the world, always in the world, your kettle, your pot, your vessel will be leaking. But when you are saved, number one, you are separated from the world, number two, and now you go to the Lord and you say, that thing you prayed for, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. Sanctify me. Purify me. Make me holy. Make me transparently righteous. Within and without. In my thought, in my mind. Purify and purge me. I'm telling you, a saved man, a separated man, a sanctified man, that man will be strong. And it is that that gives you the power to be able to issue out a decree. It will be done. Show me a man that is always reading the word, always studying the word, and is turning the word in his heart. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Always reading, always studying the word in the heart. He saturates his heart with the word of God. He's a saturated man. You push him like this, Bible will come out. You smile at him, scripture will come out. You frown at him, a verse will come out. A problem confronts him, a promise of the Bible will come out. That man, saved, separated, sanctified, saturated, that man is strong. And when it says, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, he's telling you, get started. Get saved. Get separated from the world. And get sanctified, purified, made righteous, made holy. Let the life of Christ be reproduced in your heart. And get into the scriptures. Your mind in the scriptures. Your heart in the scriptures. Your soul in the scripture. Your spirit in the scripture. You are saturated with the word of God. This man is spirit filled. You shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and to the uttermost part of the earth. You have gone to the Lord. Lord, I am saved. Lord, you have sanctified me. Now I want to be baptized and immersed and enveloped and endued in the power and fire of the Holy Ghost. That's how to be strong in the Lord. But if somebody is just a wishy-washy church goer, they are going, I am going with them. Today is Sunday, let us go to church. Memory verse, he does not know memory verse. What are they doing inside this country? He doesn't know anything about it. They are praying, he will be yawning. And then when the devil comes, he's weak. His knees are weak. His mind is weak. His tongue is weak. And once the devil says, hey, what are you doing there? If you're telling Satan, I am sorry, I am sorry. Look at me here. Me, I will never say I'm sorry to Satan. Where are you? I said, where are you? Be strong in the Lord. That power of the Lord, that strength of the Lord, I send unto you in Jesus' name. And then it said, look at it in verse 11 now. And put on the whole armor of God. You will be strong. I said you will be strong. How can you be in deeper and not be strong? You know, deeper is something deep, deep, deep. It's not shallow. If you belong to shallow Bible church, where are you? If your church is superficial Bible life church, where are you? Thank you, brother. If you belong to a hanging, not on the ground, not in the sky, not attached to anything, you belong to a hanging Bible life church, where are you today? If you belong to a wandering Bible life church, they are here. They think deeper life is a restaurant. They come to eat here, and then they go to eat here, and they go to eat here, and they don't eat balanced diet. If you belong to such a wandering Bible life church, what are you today? If you are like me, number one. If I said the man who is number one, where are you? If you belong to deeper, deeper, deeper life Bible church, I'm looking for you. You are my brother, you are my sister. I'm telling you, you will be so strong, the devil will not know what to do with you. You'll be as strong as Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. You'll be as strong as Daniel. And you'll be as strong as Peter, James, and John. When there's any problem anywhere, you will not be, what shall we do? What shall we do? You know what to do now. When there's any sickness, you'll not be shaking and they have come again. They have come again. What shall we do? If they come, you come out. If Goliath comes, come out. And say, Saul, why are you worried about this man? Children of Israel, why are you worried about this man? I have put on the whole armor of God. And Saul will say, my boy, you cannot. Thank you, sir. I can. I said, I can. I said, I can. If I'm talking about you, I said, I can. You can. You will. You will face any problem. You will face any challenge. Just put on the whole armor of God. And then Goliath came. He looked at the young boy. He said, what? Am I a dog? That's how we treat Satan. That's how we treat evil spirit. Already we are put on the whole armor of God. And we have a prevailing decree. And then the Goliath said, come. Today, you young man, I will teach you a lesson. I am going to give your body to the fowl of the air. And David said, big man, Goliath, that thing you said is exactly what I'm going to do to you today. I come to you in the name of the Lord God of hosts, whom you have defied. That man was strong. And this day you are strong. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. And put on the whole armor of God. And then he came. And he had a sling in his hand. Only a stone is necessary to bring down Goliath. Only a word is necessary. Only a promise is necessary. Only a verse is necessary. Only one decree is necessary. That thing will come down. I said that he will come down in your life this morning. I come in the authority of the name of Jesus. I come in the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Only one word and your problems are solved in Jesus' name. It says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but we wrestle against flesh, against principalities and powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. I will stand. I said I will stand. The people who stand are the people who are strong in the Lord. They're strong in the power of his might. And they bring every stronghold down. Every evil thing that confronts them, they bring everything down. Just by the word of a decree. And it is going to happen this morning. I said it will happen this morning. Look at verse 16 there. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. Mm-hmm. the shield of faith. You will quench everything the wicked one is bringing against your life. 2 Corinthians chapter 10. In 2 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 3. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war. We do not have battle after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty. The weapons of our warfare are not human, they are mighty. The weapons of our warfare are not visible things, material things that you see, but they are mighty and supernatural. Mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Every stronghold in your life this day is pulled down in Jesus' name. And then it says in verse 5, casting down imaginations and every high thing. There is nothing in your life today which has come from principalities and powers which we will not bring down. We are going to bring everything down. From the valley, from the forest, from the sea, from the sky, from the high places. Everything that is negative in your life, this day, they are brought down in Jesus' name. Every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. He has given us that authority. I said he has given you that authority. My sister, are you there? My brother, are you there? I said you have been given the authority. And you have a prevailing decree in your mouth. If you say this will happen no more, that's final. Luke chapter 10. I'm reading from verse 19. Luke chapter 10, verse 19. Here it says in verse 19, behold, I give unto you power. I give unto you. Hold on. There are some people. They say they are Christians. I don't know where they got their brand of Christianity. The way they walk. They put down their head. Brother, I always see you walking like this and putting down your head and you are like this. What's the matter? Pastor, it's not an easy road. The load is heavy. The burden is great. I am going through a lot. So, Pastor, that is how I see myself. And everybody makes me afraid. Old women make me afraid. Those young children, primary school, they have power more than me. They make me afraid. And even those people in my school where I teach, when I see them like this, the body is so much, they make me afraid. Behold, I give unto you fear. Behold, I give unto you weakness. Behold, I give unto you timidity. Hey, wake up! Behold, I give unto you power. There is power here today. There's authority here today. Stand up straight and square your shoulder and look the devil on the face and said, I got power. I have supernatural encounter with the God of power. He has given us power. That power is here this morning. He has given us authority. And then you walk everywhere majestically like a militant soldier of Jesus Christ. In the village, you will prevail. In your town, you will prevail. No matter how powerful those people are, that's powerless power. We used to sing it. We say, this power, powerless power. This power, powerless power. This power, this powerless power. Then we then say, but Jesus' power, superpower. Do you feel the power inside you? Do you sense the power inside you? Do you see the giant inside you? Are you eager to go back home and manifest that power? Will you stand straight? Not now, not I've not finished. Stand straight when you get back home and say, whatever comes now, I have power. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Over all the power of the enemy. You will walk on them. You will match them. You'll be victorious. You will prevail. Then it says, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Number one, a prevailing decree. Number two, a powerful decree. Brothers and sisters, you must know who you are. You must know who lives inside you. And when you speak a word, your word is mighty and powerful. You see, there are people, they do not understand what you are in the morning is what you are in the afternoon, is what you are in the evening, what you are on in the weekday is what you are on Sunday. See, if you are a man on Monday, you are a man on Saturday. If you're a woman on Sunday, you're a woman on Wednesday. If you're an engineer on Tuesday, you're an engineer on Thursday. If you're a believer on Saturday, you're a believer on Tuesday. If you're a believer in your house, you're a believer in the night vigil. Some people think that we're only strong when we're inside the night vigil. Once we come outside the night vigil, we're weak as any other man. It's wonderful to fast and encourage you to fast when you can. But what you are when you are fasting is what you are when you are not fasting. The salvation is the same whether you are fasting or not. Separation from the world is the same whether you are fasting or not. Sanctification is mighty. The awesome power of a holy man. Sanctification is the same whether it's in the night vigil or it is in the morning prayer. The word of God that saturates your heart is as mighty in the night vigil as in the market, any place. If you are baptized in the Holy Ghost, the power of the Holy Ghost, the anointing of the Holy Ghost, the fire of the Holy Ghost, the might of the Holy Ghost, the dynamite of the Holy Ghost is as mighty and powerful in the night vigil as in the ordinary day. Let me remind you, Peter and John were going to the place of prayer. They have not got to that place of prayer. They had not prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed. They were still on their way to the place of prayer. They have not arrived. And they saw the man at the beautiful gate. And the man was looking at them, asking for alms. And they have not got to the place of prayer. Hey, John, Peter, I wish we had gone to the place of prayer earlier. And then we are prayed up. We are saturated with prayer. Then we can help this man. An apostle is an apostle. Whether he has got to the place of prayer or not, he's still an apostle. The name of Jesus is mighty. Whether you have gone to the temple or you are still about to get to the temple, the decree in your mouth is powerful and mighty. Whether you have gone to the place of prayer or you have not gone there yet. And so, before they got to the place of prayer, they waited there. They didn't say, beggar, lame man, wait. Don't go, but we'll come back. We need to go and pray and pray and pray and pray and become strong. I'm saying you are strong already. I said the power of God is there already. I said the anointing that breaks every yoke is there already. I said that name of Jesus, the authority he has given you, is there already. You don't need to tell that beggar to wait, that lame man to wait, and say, we're coming, we go in and we'll come back. At this very time, silver and gold have I none, but what I have I give unto you. He had not gone to the place of prayer. He had something. Maybe you have not gone to the Navigi yet, but you have something. You have it this morning. I have it this morning. Silver and gold have I none, but what I have I give unto you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And the man did not get the message. He was sitting down there. And Peter stretched forth his hand, held him up, and that man began to walk. It's going to happen to you today in Jesus' name. Because he has given you the power. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. A powerful decree. Ecclesiastes chapter 10. Ecclesiastes chapter 8. Ecclesiastes chapter 8. I'm reading from verse 4 here. Where the word of a king is, there is power. where the word of a king is, there is power. The King of Kings is here this morning. Jesus is here this morning. And he has made us kings and priests in his kingdom. And because he has made us kings and priests, the word of the king is here. And when I declare that word against your sickness, there's going to be power that will roll away that sickness in Jesus' name. It will happen according to the word of the king. It must be fulfilled. It will be fulfilled. 1 Kings chapter 17. 1 Kings chapter 17, I'm reading from verse 1. Here Elijah came to Ahab. And Elijah the Tishbite, who was of the inhabitants of Gilead, and said unto Ahab, as the Lord liveth, as the Lord God of Israel liveth, before whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain these years, but according to my word. He had the key in his hand. The key was the word of the prophet. The word of the king. He locked up the heavens and he said, according to my word is a decree. There shall be no rain, there shall be no dew all these years until I come back and I open those heavens again. And it was so. It will be so this morning. I said it will be so this morning. Number one, a prevailing decree. Number two, a powerful decree. Number three, a perpetual decree. A perpetual decree will give out the word of command. Healing will come in your body. That healing will be perpetual and permanent. We'll give her the word of command. And then your deliverance will be given to you right there. And when the deliverance is given to you, you are going to discover that deliverance will be perpetual and permanent in Jesus' name. A perpetual decree. That the Lord himself confirms and affirms that it is so, it will be forever so. We're looking at Psalm 2. In the Psalms number 2. And I'm reading there from verse 1. We're looking at Psalm 2 verse 1. Why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord, against his anointed, saying, they said, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. He that seated in the heaven shall laugh. The Lord shall have them in derision. The Lord will laugh at your enemies. They will laugh at the people. They say, let him go to their crusade conference and come back. We're waiting for him. The Lord will laugh at them. Those people are in conspiracy. We'll make him fall. We'll make him weak. We'll destroy him. We'll kill him. And then you're coming. They say, he's coming. Get ready. He's coming. Get ready. By the time you get there, they're all scattered. The people who are saying, hey, I heard that he's sick. I heard he's sick. That sickness will kill him. That sickness will kill him. He will die. He will die. He will die. God will laugh at your enemies. I hear, somebody told me, and I believe that person told me, he has taken his husband to the hospital. That husband will not come back. We will see, we will see. Don't worry, God will laugh at your enemies. Even you yourself, you will laugh at your enemies. My brother, in Kwara State here, you didn't know how to laugh? Hey, tell them. You will laugh at your enemies in Jesus' name. This morning, you're free. I said, this morning you're free. Anybody, somebody in the world, a dwarf, a pygmy in the world, an ant, a little cockroach in the world, these people who are defeated, servants of Satan in the world, bringing tears out of your eyes, making you cry. Come on, where are you coming from? You will laugh, you will not cry anymore. Who is there in the world? Who is there in Egypt that can make you a child of God, a son of God, a daughter of God, weep and cry? Crying days, weeping days are over. God will laugh at your enemies. You will laugh at your enemies. I will join you and laugh together with you against your enemies. Ask of me, and I will give unto thee the heathen for thine inheritance, and the uttermost part of the earth for thy possession. The Lord is saying, now it's in your hand. You can ask. He gave that word originally to Jesus Christ. He said, I set you as my son perpetually by a decree. Ask me anything, everything, to the uttermost part of the earth. I will give it unto you. And then Jesus turns around and he gave it to you and he gave it to me. He said, whatsoever you ask in my name, I will do it. That decree is in your mouth now. I said, that decree is in your mouth now. If you say sickness, I don't want you in my life again. Get out. It's a decree. It will be done. Blindness, I've been tolerating you, but now, no accommodation for you here. Get out. It's a decree. It will be done. Paralysis, kidney problem, cancer. I was crying. I was saying, they say cancer will kill you. Cancer will kill you. I don't cry anymore. Before I even talk, cancer, I laugh at you. They said you came to take me away. Laugh with me. I said, laugh with me. You laugh at that cancer. And then you say, mention that thing by name. Cancer, I command you. Ready? Ready? I said, ready? Go, give it out. In Jesus' name, go. It will go. I said it will go. Are you ready? Are you ready to give out a word of command? What are you? Are you ready to give a decree? All those things in your life, all those infirmities in your life, all those pains in your life, are you ready that you are telling the Lord, this thing will go. This thing will go. This thing will go. You will laugh at your enemy. You will laugh at that problem. You will laugh at that infirmity. You are telling the Lord right now. It's a word of command. You are getting well this morning. You are getting healed this morning. You are getting delivered this morning. A word of power. A word of authority. A word that breaks every yoke. A decree. You are not weak anymore. You are strong. Give it out. Declare that word. Sickness, you will not remain in my life. Infirmity, you will not remain in my life. Problem, you will not remain in my life. Mountain, you will not remain in my life. A decree, a powerful decree, a prevailing decree, a perpetual decree. You will laugh at your problem. You will laugh at the enemy. You will laugh at that mountain. You will laugh at that evil spirit. Then you give up the word of command. Go and it has to go. Go and it has to go. Go and it has to go. It's a morning of authority. It's a morning of the anointing that breaks the yoke. It's a morning of confidence in the Lord. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Make a decree. Make a declaration. And it will happen. If you don't allow it, your wife will not die. If you don't allow it, your husband will not die young. If you don't allow it, that child will not die. If you don't allow it, that sickness will not remain. If you don't allow it, that infirmity will not remain. If you issue out the word of decree, Satan cannot laugh at you. You are the one to laugh at the devil. Enemies will not laugh at you. You are the one to laugh at the devil. And God will laugh at your enemies. A decree, a commandment. Commandment of power. Commandment that prevails. Commandment that breaks every yoke and destroys the works of the devil. In Jesus' name we pray. And the people of God said, are you ready? You are going to give testimony this morning. If you didn't know how to laugh before, you have been used to crying and weeping. Now take that handkerchief, or maybe if you don't have a handkerchief, just take your hand and wipe the tears away. Laughter has begun in your life. Your miracle is coming on the way. Are you ready? Raise up that hand. Remember, I will decree what you have decreed. And if two of us shall agree as touching anything that wears, it shall be done. I agree with you, you agree with me. I said, I agree with you and you agree with me. A miracle is coming your way. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the authority you have given us. Thank you for the anointing you have given us. It's an anointing that breaks the yoke. An anointing that pulls down every stronghold. I pray for every brother. I pray for every sister. I pray for every young one here. Lord, I pray their yokes are broken in Jesus' name. I send forth the decree of healing in your life. Be healed in Jesus' name. I send forth that word of deliverance in your life. Be delivered in Jesus' name. Miracle, signs, wonders to come into your life right now. Receive it in Jesus' name. Those blind eyes, I command you right now. Be opened in Jesus' name. Lame and paralyzed. One leg withered, one leg shorter than the other. Hand withered. Backbone having problem. I make a decree of healing in your life right now. Be healed. Be healed. Rise up and walk in Jesus' name. Cancer in any life there. I speak the word of decree to that cancer. Be healed in Jesus' name. Ulcer, be removed from right there. Get healed in Jesus' name. All those internal problems and afflictions and oppression, I speak the word of power and authority unto you right now. Come out in Jesus' name. All those attacks of evil spirits, demons and devils in their lives, a curse and a poison and a yoke in their lives, I send forth the word of power. Come out in Jesus' name. Those who are deaf and dumb, receive your hearing. Receive your ability to speak. Be set free in Jesus' name. You are free. You are free. All those people that have any attack, any affliction, any curse, any poison of enemies against their lives, I cancel those powers of the enemy in Jesus' name. Lord, I pray for those who are barren, this time next year, you'll carry your miracle baby. And those who have been trying to get married, but they're not able to, I release that brother, I release that sister. Oh Lord, give them bone of their bone, flesh of their flesh, their wife, their husband, in Jesus' name. All those who have been recurring problems, they get well, they get sick. They get well, they get sick. All those recurring problems, I command you, go, never come back again. Lord, everywhere this morning, in every hall and outside, I send forth the word of a decree that is powerful and mighty. Be healed in Jesus' name.
You are delivered in Jesus' name. Receive your miracle in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Because I know it is done. It is done. It is done. In Jesus' name I pray. And everybody said, you got it. I said, you got it. I said, you got it. Check up yourself. Your miracle is there.